Phil Hendry Show. I'm Irish Catholic. 1-800-449-8686. That song, that open, is something called the Leprechaun Dance, isn't it? I don't know what that is, but it sounds like there's just the little people dancing all over the place. I saw a movie when I was a kid called Darby O'Gill and the Little People with Walter Brennan, and they had a banshee in it. I had nightmares for weeks. I had nightmares for weeks watching a Disney movie with little midget people in it. It wasn't the midget people. It was this banshee. A banshee is an evil Irish spirit that supposedly waits outside the door to take the spirit of the dead to the hereafter. And if a banshee's waiting outside your door, that means that there is someone dying in the house. And the kid opens the door, and here's this banshee sitting up in a tree, and it's a screaming ghost. It's a spirit that screams. And when that kid opened the door, man, and that banshee was up in a tree, I to this day, I can still remember the freaking banshee screaming in the tree. And then, of course, I moved on with my life. I had a number of girlfriends. And always the banshee, the screaming banshee, would come back into mind as I... Anyway, 1-800-449, isn't that just the most sexist, pedestrian, lame-ass little line that you could hear? You're right. I'm Phil Hendry. 4 to 7 Pacific, starting Monday. 7 to 10 Eastern Time, starting Monday. New time, not a new show, same bullcrap, different time. Starting Monday. So this is essentially our last live moments together in the late evening hours on the East Coast and here 7 to 10 on the Pacific Coast, because Monday we are essentially an afternoon drive show Pacific time, and we'll be going into the early evening hours on the East Coast. Now, there are some things that we do in the show. There's certain kinds of material that we get involved in that may have, I don't know, I'm not even going to worry about it. But they tell me, you know, the earlier the evening, you might want to back off of this and not do that. I can't sweat it. What we're trying to do is give you a good time, okay? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is going to come on, syndicated columnist, and talk with us about Paul McCartney. And Paul McCartney, the former Beatle, Paul McCartney, the great, individual artist in his own right, has confirmed that he is involved with a former swimwear model and activist for the disabled. McCartney, whose wife Linda died of breast cancer nearly 2 years ago, had been spotted with Heather Mills in the past months. "Yes, we're good friends. She's very impressive. We are an item," he said in a statement on Wednesday. "We've done charity work together. We've grown close. We've been on holiday together, and that's it." Mr. McCartney said, "What we don't need at this stage is photographers lurking in bushes. If this is to develop, then give us a chance. I'm not a politician. We're not spies. I don't want to be surrounded by photographers because that would wreck something." So Ms. Mills, who is 32, she lost a leg in a 1993 road accident and has championed appeals to aid the disabled. Her friendship with McCartney grew after he helped her launch a charity single called Voice. Margaret Gray on the line with us from Santa Monica, California this evening to talk about this very interesting friendship that Paul McCartney has developed.
And really, Phil, it's more than a friendship. It is a romance. And it is very, very smart. It is very, very shrewd. My hat is off to Paul McCartney. It is an absolutely brilliant move in the wake of the death of his lovely, lovely wife, Linda. A great way for Paul McCartney, really, Phil, to get himself back in the public eye. He has been off the radar for a long time, and dating this young woman, Heather Mills, who I hear is a lovely girl.
She's a model of some kind, or was?
Yeah, Phil, she was a fashion model who was known for her legs. And that was the tragedy, really, and the irony of losing a leg in this 1993 accident. She wears a prosthetic limb. And I just think this friendship and this romance between Paul McCartney and this young lady who is a monoped, who has one leg, is absolutely fascinating and brilliant. And
all right, well, let's get into the, let's get into the fascinating aspects of this and the brilliant aspects, as you call it, of this. Why is this fascinating, and why is it brilliant for Paul McCartney to be dating a disabled woman?
I'll tell you why, Phil. We've all been waiting, since Linda died, we've all been waiting with bated breath to see whether or not he was going to start dating again. When were you going to get back into the world, Paul? That's number one. Number two, we've also been waiting to see when was he going to get back on the radar screen. The last album he did, Run Devil Run, good, not great, marginal sales. He has been out of the public eye for so long. How do you get yourself back in? What do you do? You need the press coverage. You need the press agents looking at you. You want the audience to be aware of you. What do you do? This, I think, Phil, has really gone a long way toward bringing Paul McCartney back into the public eye. I think it is so smart of him. And
what exactly is smart of him? Are you saying that he's...
This friendship with Heather Mills. She's a wonderful girl, Phil. She is.
Well, what if she was not disabled?
Well, you're asking me a what if that I can't answer. I'm saying that she is disabled. And
is that part of what makes him smart? I see. In other words...
I don't know what you're asking me. What are you asking me?
Well, what I'm asking you is this. You haven't mentioned one thing in this entire scenario here. You haven't mentioned, is he in love with her? Is it a relationship?
I don't know, Phil. I can't answer that. That is not for us to speculate on. Mr. McCartney has made the statement that they are very close. And let me get my press release. It says that, yes, we're very good friends. She's very impressive. We are an item. I don't know what that means. What I do know is... Paul McCartney is back on the radar with this girl. This relationship with this monoped at this time, and I say monoped, that means she has one leg.
She has a prosthetic. Her other limb is a prosthetic, right?
Yes, the other one is a fake plastic leg, but she's got the one good leg. The relationship with the monoped, I think, furthers him from this standpoint. People look at him and say, interesting, Paul McCartney is... an interesting man. He's out with this one-legged woman. What does that mean? That is what, Phil, I really think is...
Well, what about, and I haven't heard you mention, the fact that he may be in love with this girl, the fact that...
Phil, if you want to get into that, look, what we want to do here is see that Paul gets back on the radar, help Heather get some publicity.
Does he love her? Why don't you address that? Does he love this girl? Okay?
Phil.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Phil, she has one leg. Paul McCartney is a perfectly healthy man.
I'm waiting. Does he love her? What about the...
I'm trying to tell you.
What are you trying to tell me?
He is a perfectly capable man. She's a monoped. She's got one leg. It's difficult, I would think, for him to love her.
So you're telling me that he is with her for publicity and...
I am saying that I find it very hard to believe that a perfectly mobile, two-legged man fell in love with a monoped.
So, in other words, Paul McCartney is with this woman because...
It is a... Phil, he's with her for a lot of reasons. For the friendship, he's...
Spit it out. He's with her because he needs the publicity. Is that it?
No, I did not say that. I said it is, yes, a brilliant move for him. But I think he really does genuinely care for her. But...
You're saying he doesn't love her.
I'm saying he has two good legs. Amputees generally breed within their own.
Amputees generally breed, meaning what?
It means if she is going to fall in love with someone, or someone's going to fall in love with her, more importantly, it has to be another one-legged or monoped individual, yes. So this isn't about love. I wish you wouldn't focus on this.
Well, then it's about what?
It is about Paul McCartney getting back on the radar. And yes, this young girl, Heather Mills, getting on the radar as well. It's about two people...
All right, hold on here, Margaret. It's about two people who need the publicity, but apparently they can't love each other.
You know, it's really sad the way you're taking this and twisting this.
No, I wanted to get that... Hold on for a minute. Margaret Gray with us. Paul McCartney has a friendship with a fashion model who lost a leg in a 1993 road accident. He has said that they're an item. And Margaret says this is a, quote, brilliant move on Paul McCartney's part to get back on the radar. But no, he can't love her. She's got one leg. This ought to be interesting. 1-800-449-8686. Wait a minute. What does she want? What, Margaret?
Well, Phil, I wanted to make the comment. I can do it after the break.
No, go ahead.
I think that, yes, she's in love with him. He is a knight. He was knighted. He is Sir Paul McCartney. Who wouldn't?
But does he love her?
I think it's a brilliant move for him.
All right, so that's not answering my question. All right, 1-800-449. So she loves him because he's a knight. Does he love her? It's a brilliant move. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. I would say radio columnist. You're in how many newspapers, Margaret?
Phil, my column is in 153 newspapers right now. We just picked up two new papers, two in Minnesota, one in Mankato, Minnesota, and one in St. Cloud. So we're in 153 papers. All of them morning dailies, and the column is called A Little Bird Told Me, and we do deal with political as well as social issues.
All right, well, you're writing about Paul McCartney, who is involved with a model who lost her legs. Her name is Heather Mills. She lost a leg in a 1993 road accident, and she has since then championed the appeals of the disabled, and you find it impossible for him to really be in love with her, right?
Phil, I don't think I use the word impossible. I think it is unlikely that there is a real spark there because of the fact she's a monoped.
And well, why can't... So what's he doing with her? It's a big...
I think it's brilliant. I think it shows that he's a compassionate man. And I think it puts him back on the radar.
So he feels sorry for her?
No, I think he cares about her.
As a friend?
I think that Paul McCartney would probably do her a favor and have some sexual relation with her, but she is one-legged. That is very, very difficult for a two-legged man to make love to a one-legged woman.
And why is that?
Because there's a balance problem. You would literally, you'd fall off the bed because you just keep shifting to one side. And, Phil, there are a lot of things...
Well, I don't know why a man, especially Paul McCartney, who's had every woman he could probably ever want...
Sexual relations with her probably maybe just out of curiosity. That's all I'm saying.
But I think he's probably could have had any woman that he wanted, and maybe he's looking for the soulmate that he had in his wife, and he's found it with this lady. Here's Pomona on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
That is romantic. That's a wonderful notion, Phil, but I don't think so.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. And turn your radio down, please.
Whose business is it? Of ours to say that Paul McCartney doesn't love this woman, who cares?
What?
It's his life.
No, I'm looking.
Who cares?
The social aspects of it.
Oh,
the social aspects.
Social aspects. Well, you know what? People need to get out of other people's business.
What seems to be your problem?
You need to get out
what
of
is
other
your
people's
problem?
Business.
What is your problem?
I have a problem with you calling this person a thing. Like,
I didn't call her a thing.
I gotta ask the lady.
Wait. To her as a monoped?
I gotta ask the lady to turn the radio down in the background.
Turn the radio down.
Gotta turn it all the way down or move into another room, okay? Because we can hear it.
Okay. Why do you keep referring to her as a monoped?
And she is one legged. A monoped is one legged.
Okay.
The monoped.
Big deal that she only has one leg.
All right. Exactly.
Big deal. She's still a person. She still has a face.
Darling, I am not against this relationship. I am not against it. I think it is absolutely brilliant of Paul McCartney.
Brilliant?
Yes.
What do you mean brilliant? Can he do something from his heart? Why does it have to be from his brain?
I think the man has been off the radar for a long time.
Who cares?
He needs to re-energize the career.
Maybe he doesn't.
So going out with a monoped does what?
People notice him.
Who cares?
They notice the relationship.
If he really was interested in being in the public eye
do
and
you
caring
think the
about people's relationships,
do you think
do you
the
think
monoped
he would go out and, like, just be, like, doing spectacular, extravagant things.
His I don't even know what it is you're
somebody...
talking about. I don't know what
I don't
you're
know.
Talking about. I'm saying that the monoped cannot have normal sexual relations with the two-legged.
Why not? Why not?
Think
she still
about
has
it.
All the private
Think
parts
about it.
She needs.
Think about it.
Oh, it does not matter. It does not matter. What do
and
you
how
mean?
Do you know? And how would you know?
What if I'm a monoped?
Well, you'd have to find another one-legged man.
No, you don't.
How do you know this?
Why? How do you know this?
Because it's basic physics.
Basic physics?
A man with two legs making love to a woman with one, you would scoot over to the right. I think
no,
she's
okay,
missing,
you know...
She's missing the left leg, which means you'd go right.
Okay, it does not matter. It still goes in. It still goes in.
It goes
there
in,
there are several positions...
As you go in and out, you start scooting right until you fall off the bed. That's number one. Number two... Paul McCartney has had, and Mr. Henry, you made the point. He's had the most beautiful women in the world. He can have any woman that he wants. Why would he want the monoped?
Because maybe
Why?
He loves her. Maybe he loves her.
Maybe he loves her, exactly.
Maybe
the man.
What she's about.
Let me tell you something. This is a man who had a 30-year soulmate relationship with a woman that he loved very much, Linda McCartney. It was his wife. People might not have liked the way she sung. Who cares, okay? This guy, you said it yourself, as a young man, as one of the Beatles, the biggest rock and roll band in the world, could have had any woman that he wanted. So now the guy is obviously with a woman that perhaps...
You know, Phil, your romantic notions are all well and good. What has this got to do with reality?
I'm saying that this is a guy that doesn't have to go for good looks anymore. Probably is sick and tired of good-looking women. He probably wants something real in his life. He had it with his wife, and now he wants a friend, and maybe he has found it, okay?
Phil, Linda McCartney wasn't even a good photographer, let alone a singer. How could she have been his soulmate? Linda McCartney...
The guy was married to her for almost 30 years, and...
She couldn't snap a picture, Phil. This is a woman that was taking pictures... Look, you and I both know that Linda McCartney was a nice girl, but you heard the voice that she had. The pictures she took, you might as well have given the camera to your 8-year-old. And
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know anything about any lousy photography. I only know that the man obviously loved her. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. Paul McCartney is dating Heather Mills. She's a 38-year-old former fashion model. This woman was involved in an automobile accident in 1993. Some kind of an accident. I don't know what it was. I heard that she was like hit by a cop or something by mistake, a motorcycle cop, and lost her leg. McCartney is dating her. And they seem to be very, very good friends. Margaret doesn't think it's possible, though, and you think this is some kind of a calculated PR move.
You know, Phil, I really resent the fact that you're making this out, my statements out, to be very callous.
Well, it sounds callous when you say he's with her as a public relations move, because a two-legged guy can't fall in love with a monoped.
The monoped is, Phil, what I am saying, the monoped. Whether it's the monoped or whether it's the fully legged, I don't think those two people, yes, can fall in love. The wheeled, the chair-bound, the crutch-propelled, all of these people, the monoped or the crutch-propelled...
What do you, the monoped or the crutch-propelled? You mean the people who have crutches?
Yes.
They fall in love with each other?
Yes. The monoped and the chair-bound or the chair-propelled can fall in love with each other. The crutch-propelled. The crutch people.
The disabled, in other words.
Yes.
They fall in love with each other, but a two-legged guy...
Two-legged man, one-legged woman, no. I don't think so. But having said that, I am very, very proud of Paul McCartney for making a bold move with his career and going out with a monoped, and yes, being her friend.
What a nice guy. Jesus.
What seems to be, Phil... This man was knighted by the Queen.
I know he's a great guy, but to me it sounds like he's some kind of an opportunist, the way you're putting it. Grand Rapids on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I think this lady is the biggest line of crap I've ever heard of.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. Paul McCartney has more money than God. He could probably implant a leg on this lady if he wanted to.
Implant a leg on this lady. Well, since they can't do it, darling, medically.
Well, eventually they probably would. You're so for this Paul McCartney.
I'm
making
telling
him
the
sound
truth.
Like he's so wonderful.
I think he is a wonderful artist.
In the same sense, you're sitting there saying he's wonderful, but then you're saying he's just doing this as a damn charity case.
No, I'm saying that this is a smart move career-wise. Yes, he's a very good friend of this girl. And
it's,
you
it's
tell
so,
me, do you have both legs?
You're basically saying it's just for his career.
Do you have both legs?
Yes, I do.
All right, and you're going to fall in love with a monoped.
Why not, if he's a nice person? He can get it done.
Oh, he can he?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because
one
I'm
leg,
a surgeon.
Do you want to fall off the table?
What?
So you want to fall off the
have
bed.
Have you ever heard of other positions?
And I doubt very much if you're a surgeon.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I would want to bet. How much money do you want to bet?
I'll bet you my whole salary, 500 grand.
500 grand where?
At Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Really? On the street?
Really.
On the street or in a hospital?
Okay, what is it?
What kind of surgeon are you, dear?
Are you a man or are you a woman?
Do you lift money
from... Are you like one of those transsexuals?
Do you lift money from men's wallets? Is that the kind of surgery you do?
No, I think that's the kind of surgery you want to do for Paul McCartney.
Let me ask you, what kind of surgery do you do, lady, besides lifting the money from men's...
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Pardon
what kind of
trauma surgeon?
You're a what?
Trauma surgeon.
Trauma surgeon. So that means you work where?
At a hospital.
No, but where in the hospital?
What do you in the ER and then in the OR?
Do you
room?
Use a? Well, let me ask you something. Do
Have you
use,
ever heard of hemodynamic monitoring?
Do you use a coat hanger?
What? That
or
sounds
do you,
like something
okay.
you would use.
No, you know that your comments are complete. As
do
a
you
surgeon,
know Paul McCartney.
Do you?
No, but I know from what I hear in the press that he's not this egotistical snot that
so
you make
Phil,
him out to
be. So, Phil, let's get this straight. This lady's a surgeon, and she said to me, he has so much money, he could graft a leg onto her.
Well,
real brain surgery.
Well, working on research for that, if you know anything about.
Well, one thing you're not is a brain surgeon.
In the
surgeon.
American Journal, they do.
In the American Journal of what?
Medicine,
model building?
Ma'am. Have you ever heard of the JAMA? J-A-M-A?
Have you ever heard of brain surgery?
No, but I know a good brain surgeon that could help you out.
Really?
Yes.
What's his name?
I don't divulge colleagues' names. Not over this kind of show.
Well, you told me that you could help me out with a good brain... Hello? Yeah, she hung up. No guts. You know, it really pisses me off when that happens.
What was the point of that exchange?
What?
What was the point of that whole exchange with that lady, okay? She said that they're experimenting with grafting legs or something.
What a load of crap. Right. Paul McCartney has so much money, he's going to sew a leg onto his girlfriend. Yeah, Roger.
1-800-449-8686. Norfolk, Virginia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yo. You know what I say? Margaret, you was...
Hello. Speak English, not Ebonics, English.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no yo and no, what up. Just
I'm
good,
sorry.
Solid King's English.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, you
good.
Know what, Margaret?
There you
you're
go.
You're the worst of society. You're the worst.
I'm the worst.
You're the worst.
I'm worse than a drug dealer, a crack dealer.
Yes, you
a
are.
Crack
you're worse
hound.
Because you know what? It's people like you that provoke people to do things.
Why am I the worst?
This man could fall in love with this woman. There is nothing wrong with him falling in love with a one-legged woman.
How do you know
do
that
you
a
woman... even go to church?
Would you fall in love with a one-legged woman?
Yes, I would.
How do you know that until you're presented with the monoped?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married, very
Are
much.
You in a relationship?
I am married.
Can he actually stand you?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you enrolled in a Institute of Learning?
Yes, I'm enrolled in the Institute of Learning.
Do you study English?
Yes, I do study English.
Well, there you go.
Do you actually go to church? That's my question. Do you go to church?
No, I don't go to church.
Okay, are you an atheist?
No, I'm not an atheist, but I find modern and organized religion to be stifling to my spiritual interests.
I bet you do, for a person that believes that a two-legged man can't fall in love with a one-legged woman.
Darling, what is he...
that he needs to have her to put his career on your little sick radar. Because I don't believe that everybody across the United States believes that there's a little radar and that he's going to sleep with her to make himself look better, to make him gain more money, or
do you know,
let me put it in your terms.
Well, let me ask you a question.
For him to be in your interest.
Do you know who Paul McCartney is?
Yes, I know who Paul McCartney is. Oh, no. Now I'm
Well,
ignorant.
Let me ask you. No. But what's the name of his last album? I bet you don't know that. And you know why?
Okay.
He's off the radar. He needs to get back into the public eye. Now, let me tell you something.
Yeah,
we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of John Lennon's assassination. He was shot in New York City. You're aware of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you know how brilliant that was? It was sad that John Lennon got shot, but it's brilliant, too, because he's now legendary, and Paul McCartney is still trying to catch up.
How are you going to catch up to somebody that's dead? Okay, you know what, lady?
He is legendary.
No sense. You're making no sense. So he's sleeping with a one-legged woman so everybody can see, so that he can show up on your radar. So
no,
everyone can notice that he's been a compassionate man and sleeping with a one-legged woman.
Is that what
you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying sleeping with a one-legged woman is not as good as getting yourself shot. That's what I'm saying. But it is brilliant.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on for a minute. What do you mean sleeping with a one-legged woman isn't as brilliant as getting yourself shot?
John Lennon is legendary. Paul McCartney is not going to live forever sleeping with the monoped.
Well, it's not about living forever. John Lennon tragically was murdered. That's got nothing to do with anything. And Paul McCartney's just looking for a woman that he can have a friendship and a love affair with following the very tragic and very traumatic death of his wife, Linda, okay? I should hope for the best for all of us.
Lady, you are sick.
Wasn't
you
that
sick person?
You're very poetic, Phil, but you don't get people, do you?
What's
you
not?
Sick.
What am I not getting?
Look, George Harrison's laying in bed one night. Somebody goes after him with a knife. Good, not great. Paul McCartney sleeps with a one-legged woman. Good, not great. John Lennon gets shot. That's great.
Okay, what standard do you base this world on?
To catch up to John, Paul needs to look for a no-legged woman. That's the only way. Yes, I'm right here.
What standard do you base this world on? Are you actually living in this time or this age?
I live in the world of the media. I know these artists.
What do you mean to catch
up? In the world of the media.
What do you mean to catch up to John? He has to go out with a no-legged woman.
He needs to do something bold.
He needs to fall in love. He needs to have a friend. He needs to have a life. That's what he's trying to do, I think, with this friendship with this lady. Gastonia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes. First of all, I just want to say that...
yes, what do you want to say?
I want to say that Mr. McCartney doesn't need to, redo his career.
Reinvigorate.
Right. How old is Mr. McCartney?
57 years old. He hasn't been on the radar in years.
57 years old, right around when most people retiring. Well, I think he's pretty much proved that musical and composing and writing, and he's done everything that he has to do.
No, darling, he hasn't. He needs a little something more.
What more does a former Beatle have to do?
Why do you say that?
Because why is he still putting out records? He wants to sell them.
Well, what do you think about Run, Devil, Run? You didn't like that?
He couldn't get arrested right now. You know it as well as I do.
Oh, really?
He's jealous of John. He's always...
And what about Flaming Pie? That was no good?
Flaming what?
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I thought.
Flaming Pie. I got you, Flaming Pie.
Oh,
he wants
really?
To be as good as John.
Are you glad?
John.
Let me ask you one question. Are you glad that John Lennon got killed?
No, I am not glad, but I do see...
Really?
Didn't
you just say that was a bold move by him getting killed?
I would say, in terms of his legend, it was brilliant. Well, what are you
it
laughing at?
It was brilliant that
brilliant.
He got killed. Do you think John wanted to get killed?
Did John Lennon walked out there that night in New York to get himself shot?
Because he wanted to beat Paul? Are you out of your mind?
Because he wanted... You guys don't get it, do you?
No, you don't get it, lady. I keep trying to tell you...
And I don't like being called lady.
I'm sorry,
either.
But let me
go
explain
ahead,
something
sir.
To you. One thing that I just would like to say...
I don't like being called lady.
Because this lady's driving me nuts.
No, I'm driving
as
you
far
nuts.
As far as you... If you would listen for one second, as far as you saying that Paul thinks that, you know, he's going to re-resurrect his career by dating this one-legged woman, and nobody on the planet can... that has two legs and is physically capable of dating one lady with a one leg, what? You're out of your mind. Because my girlfriend got in a car accident and lost her leg, and I love her more now than I ever did. And let me tell you something,
you lay
lady.
Down with the
love
monopet.
Doesn't come from two limbs or four limbs. It
so
comes
you're
from
telling
the heart.
Me that you
and
down
obviously
with the
you don't feel that, do
yes,
you?
He does. He has a one-legged...
John Lennon laid down...
Who cares
with...
about that? He's
John
dead.
Lennon
some
laid...
dumbass
he...
shot him.
He laid down with Yoko. A monopet is the equivalent.
So getting shot made it better?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Are you out of your mind? What are you thinking of?
All I'm saying is McCartney goes out with a one-legged woman. Lennon goes out with Yoko. Same thing. Same thing.
Phil, do you
oh,
understand
come
what
on.
She's saying?
No, I have no idea what she's saying. I got to take a break, sir. Thank you very much for your call. No, I have no idea. What do you mean going out with a one-legged woman is the same as dating Yoko Ono?
It's the same thing. But when he got shot, it's a. In other words, Yoko, one-legged woman, a wash. And
all right, hold on for a minute. You better get her under control. Going out with Yoko and dating a one-legged woman's a wash. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686 is the Phil Hendry Show. Well, we're in the last few minutes of our evening broadcast. On Monday, we go to 3 hours earlier, essentially. And I hope I'm not confusing those of you listening to us, say it, you know, on tape or delayed or whatever the hell. I don't know. But we're going 4 to 7 Pacific time, 7 to 10 Eastern time, starting Monday. So we'll be heard in the afternoon on the West Coast, and we'll be heard early evenings on the East Coast starting Monday. And we can't wait. It's going to be exciting. And you like that. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us. We're talking about Paul McCartney dating a one-legged model. And your comments about Yoko Ono and a one-legged woman being a wash.
Look, he wants to make the same mark that John Lennon made.
By going out and getting himself shot, huh?
No.
By dating a one...
That's right, by dating the one-legged woman, the monoped.
Here is Tucson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi,
yes.
I have a couple comments before she opens her mouth. First,
oh, I see.
All right, if you're up with current events, they have had several medical breakthroughs lately. Maybe you should watch the news. They have transplanted hands onto arms. That's pretty amazing.
We are still
so
years away from that being
legs
very common.
Onto legs. Excuse
We're
me.
Years away from that.
Excuse me. And second, saying that a cripple should go out with a cripple or it's not true love. Baloney, lady. I'm a cripple. My husband's a two-legger, as you call him, and we're very happy, and we're very in love, and we have great sex.
Are you a monoped?
No.
You have both legs?
Yes, but I am a cripple.
All right, but that's different.
And I know several monopegs, as you call them,
and
they have great sex with their two-legged
husband.
Well,
I will tell you this much. The monoped, if you have a wife with one leg, what are you really going to say to her? Are you going to say, get on your hands and knee?
Lady,
I don't.
What do you mean, the hands and knee?
Well, what are you going to do?
You need imagination, lady. That's like saying two blondes should go out with each other. That's like Hitler. You're a dork.
Get on your hand and knees?
Yeah, why not?
Or how about get on your chin and knee?
More room for the moving, lady.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Is that the way cripples talk?
You know something? I find your use of the word cripple, I don't like it. The lady in Tucson, I don't think you should use it either. I don't think we need to do that. And this whole that the way cripple stuff, and get on your hand and knee.
Well, this
that's
is,
if she had one arm and one leg.
This is the level of this lady's
Yeah, exactly.
Thinking.
We are now devolving. What do you mean one arm and one leg?
Get on your hand and knee.
Well, what is get on your hand and knees?
A guy gets
one
on
arm
his hand and knee whenever he asks a woman to marry him. He just uses one knee. What's wrong with this?
Very, very good point.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Ma'am, thank you, and I'm glad you're very happily married.
Thank
you very much. Get on your hand and knee.
Or get on your knee and hands. Or get on your, like I said.
Yeah, your chin and knees. What's that?
No arms.
So she's on her...
Yeah, she's on her chin. And
Rancho Santa Margarita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a question with this... the same topic that the last woman was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a 19-year-old perfectly healthy woman, and suppose I'm in a terrible car accident like this poor woman, does that mean that I'm only going to be able to marry and have children with another person who lost a leg? I mean, that pretty much narrows down my field of...
If you've only got one leg, and he's got two legs...
Yeah.
Then he'll wind up just spinning you around the bed. You know?
No.
Well, you can laugh if you want, darling, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
I think that there'd be ways to
get ready to get on your hands and knees.
No. With pictures and words.
Is this communicating? What is this bag stuff?
The
sounds
that I've heard. This is the end of our love-a-thon, okay? The growling
voice then fades. This is not the Beatles. And yes, my heart was beating. Or was it just repeating?
The work wonders. It's like a miracle.
With nickels and dimes, you soon will. Catch a plane to travel. My mind's not made of gravel.
Don't tell me I have a bag. I haven't gotten laid. I'm black. I got no legs.
What a bag!
Stop there, they say. But that's just superstition. And in my last inspection, is this the right direction? Starts a night.